Hi, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
So when did you graduate from Western?
So a little background on me, I guess I'll start where I am today and then I'll go a little backwards. So I'm currently president and CEO at DNA, which is an advertising and marketing agency down in Seattle. I graduated from Western in 1994. I was a College of Business and Economics major with a focus on marketing, like I said, loved my experience there. I played football from 89 to 93, had a lot of great teams back then, and I had a lot of fun. I met my wife as a freshman, who I'm now married today. My closest friends, who I keep in touch with, I met at Western.
So I came to Western with a pretty general understanding. I knew I wanted to go into business, and I think I sort of discovered that I was very interested in marketing as a concentration. So when you came here, were you set in what you wanted to do, or is that something you discovered down the line?
Yeah, it's funny because I am one of those folks who pretty much knew what they wanted to do. Now, I mean, a little background on me is I was, you know, a kid of the early 80s, I was a latchkey kid and watched a lot of television, and there was a couple influences where I would see, watch a show, and these people were coming up with ideas and thinking of things, and I'm like, oh, that seems cool, that'd be a cool job. And as I dug into it, it was like marketing and advertising, and so when I got to Western, I kind of knew that that was what I wanted to go into. You know, ultimately, a marketing was my emphasis, and there was a couple times where I was like, "Oh, do I want to do something different?" And I explored a couple of other things, but ultimately stuck with marketing, and I've loved it.
Great. Did you have any specific mentors who helped you launch your career?
From the person who got me most interested was a professor here at Western, Dr. T.J. Only, who's no longer with us, but he was a big influence in kind of sparking interest in that field. And so that was probably the starting point.
Were there any specific experiences at Western that you've sort of taken with you and have helped you in your career, maybe to do with the mentors you described?
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, one of the biggest things that has impacted my career, candidly, I think is athletics. And specifically for me at Western, I played football here. And the reason why I think it had such an impact is it kind of taught me a couple things. One, was around teamwork and being a good teammate, being a good partner, being committed to others. And the second part is around leadership. And I'm a big believer in servant leadership, trying to, you know, help people be their best and get the best out of them. I, you know, try to play to people's strengths. And ultimately, that dynamic is kind of what I learned through athletic. You know, I was a business major and learned a lot of things in that area, but I would say athletics kind of shaped who I am as an individual and now today as a leader of an organization.
Tell us about 600 and Rising and how that sort of came to fruition for you.
600 and Rising is a advocacy group for black talent in the advertising and PR industry. In the wake of George Floyd and all the social unrest of last year and last summer, in June of last year, two gentlemen, one named Nathan Young, the other Bennett D. Bennett, wanted to do something to, frankly, wake up our industry. And they'd asked initially what started as a small group to write an open letter to the industry kind of ballooned. And what had happened was this open letter was penned by 600 individuals talking about the changes that needed to happen in our industry and frankly demanding changes in our industry and 12 action steps they'd like to see the industry take. And the reaction and the response was amazing. It was absolutely incredible in terms of people wanting to make change. And so we moved away from what was just a letter and had some of the first folks that signed it become founding board members with a sole focus on trying to advocate around policy, trying to advocate around transparency so that hopefully we would get more black BIPOC talent in the industry. And not only just getting them in the industry, we wanted them to have a lot of success within the industry.
One of the GUR courses I took was like a sociology class, race and ethnic relations. And a segment of that class was dedicated to looking at advertisements that displayed people of color in not great situations, yep. and just like the impact that they can have and the power that, and the hold that media sort of has on us as a people who consume it. So I think that's really important what you're doing, and thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I mean, actually, just to build on that a little bit, and I think you bring up a really a good point. A lot of times, you know, being in this industry, I'll have folks say, you know, they'll look at a piece of advertising or content and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that made its way either online or on TV, and how did that happen? And the simple answer is there's not enough people at the table.
Right.
And so that is really what this is about, is getting more representation at the table so things like that don't happen, number one, in that the work that we are doing is inclusive.
So how is this program going roughly a year later?
It has been very successful. In the first year, we had over 100 agencies release their diversity data. And the reason why that point is important is because before you can actually make change, you first need to commit to it. And it's really hard to acknowledge the fact that you may not be doing a good job. And so a big area and a big push for us has been really getting organizations to say, this is what we look like today, and this is our commitment, and this is our promise of what we're going to look like in the future. And so as one of my colleagues says, it's like, you know, we're all going to get naked together. It's not going to be pretty, and it's going to be a little embarrassing in terms of showing what data and what our numbers look like. But it's something that we need to do. And like I said, there's been over 100 agencies that have done that. And the best part about it is we've, a year later, looked at what their diversity data looks like. And in some cases, the changes have been dramatic. We have seen people really double down and commit to it. And frankly, you know, my own humble brag would be a lot in my own agency. It forced us to make a lot of changes. And do some work in diversity, equity, inclusion that we hadn't been doing as well. Within our industry, we have a lot of independents, and those are folks where that the agency owners and principals are still very much involved. So an example would be my agency, where there's, you know, a couple of owners, and we still stay very much involved in the business. But there's also larger conglomerate-held agencies, and frankly, it's the way I describe it is one's like driving a speedboat, the other one's like trying to move a barge just because of the size. And so getting the changes made on some of those barges are a lot harder for a variety of reasons. So the thing that I'm most proud of is we've seen a lot of changes with the smaller agencies and the speedboats, but we're also starting to see some movement with the larger agencies. And that is something in a year's time that, you know, I'm impressed that that's happening. We've had a lot of those larger companies release their diversity data. They've felt the pressure by seeing all the changes that are happening in the industry. And what we thought was going to be some slow movement is actually starting to accelerate a little bit. I think the other thing, you know, I'm excited about, and I said this probably about a year ago, is that I hope this isn't a moment, but it's a movement. I think that's true. I think that's actually happening.
I think part of why that's true is because people like you are still relentlessly pursuing, you know, greater accountability among agencies like that. So you've mentioned that, I believe you said about 100 agencies.
Yeah, a little over, I mean, at this point, we're probably closer to 150 agencies nationwide have released their diversity data.
Right. Yeah. So what's your goal, I guess, going forward to
expect? Yeah, it's less about a number and kind of going back to my point of this movement. We need to continue to press, and we need to go wide in terms of getting more and more agencies, but we also got to go deep. We've got to, like, there are some systemic issues, just like racism, that need to be tackled within the industry. And so again, the areas of focus for us are really going to be around, you know, transparency, advocacy, and policy, and continuing to kind of work in those three areas for, you know, to meet the needs of people of color.
Yeah, actually that segues really neatly into our next question. Is what role do you think PR and advertising, what role does that industry play in dismantling systemic racism?
Well, I mean, you kind of touched on it in terms of some of the things that you see in the media. I mean, we're at the center of it. We are putting out a lot of things that people consume in terms of content and information. And so from an advertising and PR perspective, I think it is our duty to make sure that we're putting out the right type of representation, the right type of messages. I usually approach things, and the way I think about it is positive intent. And I think there has been, in many cases, when you see something that gets out there, I usually start from a place of like, well, I don't know if there was necessarily ill intent in it. More so there was a lack of knowledge or there was ignorance in terms of the information that gets out there. And so in many cases, it is really about trying to just change the people, change the work, educate people, do all those things to help kind of improve the work that we do. But ultimately, we're kind of at the center of media and at the center of a lot of the information that goes out.